Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Thank you for joining us today, the 18th of August, 2006. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. Coming up in the third hour, we have him in a few times a year. He's Robert Galen Ross, who worked for the NSA. He was also a major consultant for major oil companies, living in Saudi Arabia, Iran, and scores of other countries for most of his adult life. He's also a publisher and writer in his own right, and we carry several of his books, one of them being The Elite Serial Killers of Lincoln, JFK, MLK, and, of course, Bobby Kennedy as well. So we have that book. We'll be going over that and tying it into some of the events that are taking place right now, coming up in the third hour. In the second hour, we talked about this a few days ago, a former British ambassador says terror alert is propaganda, and says that basically the government is staging all of this. And he's got a big story coming out, he told us, in this Sunday's Washington Post concerning government false flag terror. So the British ambassador, former British ambassador to Uzbekistan, Craig Murray, will be joining us in the second hour, talking about government-sponsored terror and fake terror alerts. That should be extremely informative, to say the least. So please call your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers. Roll down your window, yell at cars in a friendly fashion there at the red light, and tell them to tune in to whatever AM or FM station you're listening to, whether it be in Kansas or Ohio or Texas or California, New York, Florida, Wyoming, Utah, places like that. Just go ahead, roll your windows down, stick your heads out, and tell them, tune in, or tell folks to tune in via the internet at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And I'm really getting proud of Infowars.net, the great job Steve Watson's doing there with a lot of original reportage, and the work that is being done by Aaron Dykes now with JonesReport.com. We've got some exclusive articles he put together yesterday up there, including the news about a prominent Austin pastor, Vietnam vet in his own right, anti-war, of course, exposing 9/11 as an inside job. We've got a YouTube clip up there of about 10 minutes of a great speech that the pastor gave a few weeks ago here in Austin, Texas, after he aired my new film, my newer film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, for several hundred people there in attendance, and we just were happy to be emailed a little clip on the web of his after speech. So that's pretty good. It's up there on the websites. Okay. Right now, let's plunge into the news and information. We've had a whole bunch of airport alerts where mental patients run around urinating in the aircraft, flopping around. Anyone with half a brain would know that you can assess schizophrenic lunatics when you see them. And the way terror is being hyped, every time the government hypes terror, you have nutcases have total breakdowns and run around wee-weeing on themselves, and that's been happening. Literally, and they don't care. The airplanes call in. We've got weapons. We've got bombs. We've got enemies. Total panic. Shut down of the airports that the aircraft's going to come into. Police running around, aiming guns at everyone. Total fear because a lunatic is urinating on themselves. And now, just after a week of them announcing that all liquids are deadly weapons, they are actually arresting people and, at this time, threatening to charge them for bottles of water and other liquids that they forgot to get out of their bags. So within a week it goes from you're not supposed to have it to you're going to prison. So we'll get into that. I'm pretty proud of myself. I didn't mention the most evil-looking person I've ever seen, the most disgusting person I've ever seen, this individual who claims he killed JonBenet Ramsey. We are not going to talk about that. But I can't help myself. I'm going to say just a little bit, but I'm not going to entertain discussion of it.
If
each year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries, and the latest DVD releases like Dan Aykroyd, Unplugged on UFOs, and the Alien Files 5 DVD set. TheUFOStore.com also offers the book Roswell, It Really Happened by Jesse Marcel, one of the last survivors of the Roswell UFO crash that examined the spacecraft wreckage in 1947, revealing its hidden secrets. Log on to www.theUFOStore.com and request a free UFO Store catalog. To receive a free catalog by mail, call 541-523-2630. That's 541-523-2630. TheUFOStore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the Internet.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, the anti-American neocons that would like this country to be one giant gulag are pulling their hair out, flopping around in anger that a federal judge, the Sixth Circuit, appointed by Jimmy Carter, has thrown out Bush's warrantless wiretapping. As if you even need a judge to do that. It's a total violation of law. And they're all following a script. Last night, I got off the Alan Combs National Radio Show here at the office at 11, did some more work, left about 11:30, and was scanning through the AM dial. I do that a few times a day, listening to different talk stations, and at night, more stations come in with the bounce of the AM signal. So I would, in the drive home and the parking lot at my house, I probably listened to about 45 minutes of different shows. I was just sampling them. And I'd tune into one, and they'd be saying, the Constitution is not a suicide pact. We've got to get rid of it. It's just, we're in a new age. Al-Qaeda is too great a threat. So I'd flip to the next channel, and it'd be Lars Larson saying, it's not a suicide pact. We've got to, you know, get it out of there to fight Al-Qaeda. These Democrats want Al-Qaeda to hit us. So I flipped the channel again, and sure enough, heard two more. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, in the 25-minute drive home and another 15, 20 minutes in the parking lot, just amazed, I heard four separate shows. They are following notes. They are following scripts. There is no doubt. In fact, it was word for word on two of the shows. And then I heard Lars Larson. I tuned back, and neocon Lars Larson was going, up next, we're going to have the Department of Transportation on with their new organization to stop drunk driving, to tell you about the checkpoints. And then I had to go in before they went back to that, but it was I knew about the program, federally funded checkpoints, total control, and I bet you my bottom dollar, that is a paid infomercial, what I call propaganda placement. So I mean, not only was I hearing a propaganda placement of them reading their little talking points and again, we have a government that's paid $1.6 billion from 2002 to 2004. We haven't gotten the new numbers, though preliminarily it looks like it's even higher. We're $1.6 billion in fake news, paying off reporters and producing fake newscasts. And another federal court just ruled this week that it's totally illegal. They have to stop. We've got the Governmental Accounting Office saying it's illegal 3 years ago, again last year. They don't care. They just say we're going to plant fake stories and we're going to pay off reporters. Now, I don't know if people like Lars Larson are on that payroll. I don't have proof that he is. But my gosh, up next, we're having the feds on about how wonderful the checkpoints are. I mean, I know propaganda placement when I hear it. If he isn't getting paid, he sure should be. But I know four separate shows, and I don't know, 40, 45 minutes I was listening to talk radio, are going, it's not a suicide pact. And then I'm driving into work this morning. I'm going to listen to about 10 minutes of radio, and I heard it on the only show I listened to. So, we're in a lot of trouble, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to break down, again, for those that missed it, and I hope Paul Watson's tuned in right now, because I'm going to kind of, I do this, I dictate on air a lot of the great stories he puts together, then he goes and vets all the points I make and adds his own information and own analysis. But I'll do an analysis, and we'll get an article out with Paul's hard work after I lay out what's really going on with his spine. Let me just give you a newsflash. Every TV show you watch off digital cable TiVo is being totally tracked and controlled. Everything you do on the Internet is being tracked and put into databases. Every credit card purchase, every bank account statement, what you buy, psychological algorithms and huge outlays, every phone call you make, everything is totally tracked. And notice it's admitted in plain view, but then they'll have a national debate about, can't we intercept a call when Al-Qaeda calls America? And I hear these stupid little neocons call into the shows and go, yeah, Neil Bortz this morning. I mean, that guy's a lawyer. He's real smart. It was total deception. And, of course, to make it go down a little bit better, he'd go, well, I don't like being spied on and violating the Fourth Amendment, but the Constitution is not a suicide pact. We've just got to do away with it. That's right. Just because Al-Qaeda's going to get us. All right, I'm going to try to run through a cogent analysis of what's really going on with this new ruling and the type of spying that's really going on. But before I do that, I didn't talk about it yesterday. Not one word, and I'm proud our callers didn't, and neither did any of our three or four guests we had on. How many guests we have? We had two main guests and two other mini guests. I guess four guests. I don't follow what the mainstream media tells me to look at. But I will say this, I should have made the prediction yesterday morning on air. But I know all of you were saying it, too. I didn't need to, because every talk show I heard, even if they were neocon or liberal, they got this. That this guy is a complete lunatic. You know, anytime there's a high-profile murder in a big city like New York or Houston or L.A., they'll have sometimes 20 different people come in and say they committed the murder. And it happens over and over and over and over again. Now, in the words of a local talk show host I heard yesterday, he's guilty of something. Let me just tell you something. When I was talking about how a large portion of CPS workers are child molesters, and the statistics show that. The only group that's higher statistically with arrest records is truancy officers. And because why does a spider, as I said earlier this week, why does a spider build its web on the eave of your house right by the floodlight, by your garage. You know, you drive up, the security light comes on. Why does almost every one of those in the country, if it's under an eave, have a spider web in front of it? Because that's where the bugs are. Spider web builds, you know, spider builds its web there, it's going to catch bugs. Well, pedophiles join the police department. Pedophiles join the CPS. Pedophiles try to become school teachers. Pedophiles do this. And you can assess these people. They really are a type in most cases, if it's outside the family, which is a large portion of it. But still, these characteristics come up. And it is a, this guy is the archetype. This guy, I would expect his picture would be in the Encyclopedia Britannica. Because I've been to hospitals and people's homes years ago when I had more time to do this kind of stuff, when I was really on the subject of fighting CPS, which I'm going to try to get back into. And this is what every male CPS worker I've ever seen, I think maybe clones of murder suspect John Mark Carr. They are, they're not men, they're not women, they're like these androgynous, chicken-necked, pale, pasty, short-haired demon creatures, always with the same type, Izod-style shirts, always with a neck that I instinctively want to grab and break. I want to vomit on these people. I've had to be around them before when I'm fighting for family, screaming and crying and begging, and they're zombie demons. And who knows, maybe Satan sends demons to possess certain types of people. Maybe people are born to be demon-possessed. Okay, I'm being sarcastic right now. The point is, listen, I'm not joking. You ought to just, people that are doubting me, you ought to just go down to your local CPS, Health and Human Services Department, and claim you're dropping off a letter or something, and just walk into the office and look at them. You'll see a whole bunch of this guy. And that's why I did look the number up. Last year in Texas, I saw the Texas number. They were real freaked out. 52% in 2004. Again, I say last year. We always get the numbers a year later. I remember hearing this on the radio, and I went and looked it up. Oh, we need more CPS workers because 50-plus percent quit every year. Well, yeah, because people think it's a real job. You know, they're usually the others that aren't pedophiles or abused as children. They got a screw loose. And they think that everybody is a pedophile or an abuser because it happened to them. And so they want to go out and defeat these people who they think are basically their parents. And any psychologist will tell you that. And some of them are nice folks. But still, they persecute a lot of innocent people because they think everyone's bad, like their mommy and their daddy. But still, those people go in there and they find out they're in a nest of pedophiles. They then quit. So then pretty much all you get left is pedophiles. And by the way, if you don't believe me, it came out about a year after I was ranting and raving. Remember, 3,000-plus kids were missing in Florida that the government had taken. They found quite a few of them dead and buried, heads chopped off, rape, snuff films, all that. And not the head, not the second, not the third, the top three people that were the head of CPS in Florida, this was in the news, of course, I'd already told you this was the case, were convicted hardcore child pornographers and child rapers. So, see, spiders build their webs around the porch light, folks, just like pedophiles do this. I'm not saying all your police or all your CPS workers or all your truancy workers are pedophiles. Very few police are pedophiles, according to the statistics we have, though they are many times more likely to be than the general population, quote, civilians, as you call us. Now, when you get into truancy officers and CPS workers, a lot of the numbers show that more than a third are pedophiles. It might be, you know, 1 out of 100 with the police. But still, that's a much higher number than the general public. Because smart criminals go and they get, and this piece of garbage, he did what other pedophiles do. He went and he was a school teacher and a nanny. Okay? And they're reading his resume on the air, and I don't know how any parent could not look at this guy, could not take one look at him, and not want to beat his head in with a baseball bat. I mean, this is the type of person I feel violent towards. I'm going to be flatly honest with you. Where are your instincts, people? How could you not look at this giant maggot and not want to gouge his eyes out? Now, obviously, 98% chance he didn't kill JonBenet Ramsey. He's just a total nut. But I'm sure he's probably raped a whole bunch of kids. And you can just look at him. But anyways, I'm done talking about it. There's your JonBenet Ramsey news. We'll be right back.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Bible forecasts signs to let us know that we're in the last days? The book of Revelation says that world travel quickly and efficiently would be one sign, and also knowledge would increase. Knowledge is doubling every 2.5 years in the electronic industry. We'd like to help you understand more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Jesus.
folks. Glad that you joined us today. Big guest coming up in the next hour, one of the British ambassadors exposing government-sponsored terror and fake terror alerts for you on air. Then in the third hour, former NSA officer, former oil company consultant and executive Robert Galen Ross will be joining us in studio to talk about The Elite Serial Killers, one of his best nonfiction books. He'll be joining us in studio in the third hour today. My whole point about getting into Demon Man, John Mark Carr, is that it shows why you can't trust government. Again, this is a school teacher in the governmental system. It's because government is going to have just as many criminals in it, and statistically more, than the general population, but it has all of these extra powers. It's given itself, and it's hard to punish it, so there is a greater capacity for harm to be committed without anyone being brought to justice and with no one to protect the innocent. All right, let me get into the NSA situation, and then there's some good news. WorldNet Daily was forced to print a giant retraction with Mr. Mosley's, Jonathan Mosley's hit piece of 2 days ago. We reviewed all the videotapes, and so did WorldNet Daily, and they had to issue a retraction. Stephen Jones never said anything about revolution. He never said anything about violence. He never said anything anywhere near, and neither did anyone else. Mr. Mosley literally made this up. And I called him yesterday and I said, we've spent hours here at the office, Mr. Mosley. This is about 5 o'clock yesterday. About 3 hours after I got off air, I said, you know, Mr. Mosley, Paul Watson in England has just watched the entire program and then gone back and watched parts of it again. Aaron Dykes has just spent hours watching our original footage. I have just spent hours watching it, and it's not there. And he said, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Basically, you know, you people just keep saying things aren't there. And I said, okay, well, are you sure it was in the thing you saw on C-SPAN? Yeah, that's all I've seen. I said, well, sir, we've even gone and watched Jones's speech he gave separately as a keynote speaker. We've even gone and looked at the question and answer there. This never came up. And he just said, nope, he did say it. Well, you got a problem, Mr. Mosley, because Stephen Jones got called in before the dean yesterday, partly because of your article, and was questioned about why he was calling for the violent overthrow of the government. WorldNet Daily got a call by BYU's head lawyer yesterday, and they better hope that Mr. Jones' career is not damaged because of your activities. Mr. Mosley, you are an attorney at law, Esquire, an officer of the bar, of the court, and it's just unbelievable. I just don't know what to say anymore about these type of people. But we do have an article up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. Where is my story? I just had that. Here it is. WorldNet Daily forced to issue 911 hit piece retraction. And here is the editor's note at the top of the WorldNet Daily article. In paragraph 4 of its column, the author makes an assertion about Professor Stephen Jones' remarks at 911 symposium, broadcast on C-SPAN, a review of the program online, evidence no such comments by Jones. WorldNet Daily is rated in the top 1,000 websites in the world. To give you an idea, the Dallas Morning News is about 5,000. We use that as a benchmark. So a site thousands of times higher in the ranking, with thousands of times more readers than the Dallas Morning News online, this is a big deal when you do that to people. And you should be held accountable, Mr. Mosley. You also savaged me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, we better stop. I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't sip and talk at the same time. Or would you rather listen to them singing,
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
For the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle. And using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill. And we can purify water from the lake as well.
Honey, you're terrific.
I know, dear. Now find us a restroom. I need to stop, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Teed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
GCN Radio.
Hey, teacher.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us, for caring about this republic, for being involved. You know, I always kind of run through it talking 90 miles an hour because I don't like plugging videos I've produced. I don't like tooting my own horn. But let me just briefly and calmly tell you that the official final terror storm, because we released that emergency release about a month ago, the American Scholar Symposium version that didn't have the 66 minutes of extras on it from the 9/11 Scholar Symposium. That's the extras we have in there. The excerpts, the best speeches, Charlie Sheen's and others. Professor Jones, Professor Fetzer, Webster Tarpley, and of course Bob Bowman and myself. But it's out. Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terrorism. And my cover designer did two covers that looked so good that when I went to print up a bunch of these, I just said, you know, print half with the U.S. with the crosshairs on the cover and the other half with the green cover, as we call it, so you don't even know what cover you'll get. That's kind of a neat thing about it, too, but that doesn't really matter. The point is you get the same film, and it's a 112-minute, roughly, long film. I say roughly, it's 100 and 12 minutes and 40-something seconds. That's how long Terror Storm is, and you get 66 minutes. So that's almost, well, that's 2 minutes shy of 3 hours on one DVD. This is the best film I've ever made. Kurt Nemo, prolific syndicated online columnist, called Terror Storm the DVD of the Resistance. Dylan Avery, the creator and director and writer of Loose Change 1 and 2, Terror Storm sets a new standard in documentary filmmaking. Alex Jones knocks it out of the park yet again. And on the back it says, the terrorists aren't who you think they are. Throughout history, criminal elements inside governments have carried out terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm reveals how, in the last 100 years, Western leaders have reportedly murdered their own citizens while posing as their saviors. In Terror Storm, you will discover that September 11th, the attacks of 7-7 in London, and many other terrorist events were self-inflicted wounds. You will witness British Special Forces troops caught in the act of staging terror attacks in Iraq and see official U.S. government documents laying out plans to hijack passenger planes by remote control. You will learn how the Reichstag fire, the Gulf of Tonkin, and the U.S.-backed Iranian coup of 53 are all interconnected false flag terror events. This powerful documentary explores the mindset of the average brainwashed Westerner and delves deeply into the systems of control which have been scientifically crafted to imprison their minds and keep their eyes closed to the realities of the world around them. Special features with world-renowned experts over an hour of the most powerful moments from the historic 9/11 Neocon Symposium in Los Angeles, California, featuring speeches and commentary by world-renowned experts who expose that 9/11 is an inside job. And there's also some film trailers from other films on the extras, so I guess you add those trailers and it is over 3 hours of material. I stand corrected. I really hope you'll get Terror Storm. We've already got some specials up there where you can get Terror Storm. I think as low as $9.95, you know, when you get a bunch of copies. Get them out to everyone. Help us. Buy one copy. Go buy DVDs and make a whole passel of them. It is up to you to get this out to people and to spread the word. It is up to the American people to get this job done. It is a DVD 9, so when you're at the computer store, or hope you don't go to Walmart, but wherever you go, and you know, tell the clerk, hey, these are DVD 9s. I need a bigger DVD to burn these to. And then just buy the bigger DVD. I always get calls, hey, you're film martial law. I can't make copies of it. You copy protected this. What kind of sick joke is that? These are not copy protected. Okay? It's that there's so much material on them, you've got to get a bigger DVD. It's not physically bigger. It just takes more space. When you, I don't cost you 10, 15 cents more a disc, I think, to get those. I'm now digressing. The point is, this is how we have an effect, and I really want you to get them and make copies. It's kind of a quandary I had. Well, should I just make this thing 2 hours long so I can put it on a regular DVD? Or should I put it on a DVD 9 and give them all these extras? And again, it plays on all DVD players. It's just that it's hard to copy. But I know you'll get around that and you'll get the job done. So please go to InfoWars.com and the secure online video and bookstore and order a copy of Terror Storm today. Order multiple copies. Get Martial Law, get Road to Tyranny, get Loose Change Second Edition, which I'm told won't be available in a month or two when the new final edition comes out. And I think Loose Change 2 is pretty darn good, so get that while you still can. We have DVDs of that. You may have seen it online for free, but this is, it's a shadow. To see Terror Storm online or to see Loose Change Second Edition online is a shadow of seeing it in digital DVD quality. And, of course, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, we have Terror Storm in super quality. It's almost as, it looks almost like TV. I've watched them encoded here at the office. It's beautiful. You know, it looks like color TV from the 80s or something. That's pretty good quality. You can get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. We have it in super high bandwidth, medium, and low. We normally just put stuff out in two bandwidths, but we put Martial Law out, Terror Storm out in, what, four different bandwidths. And that super bandwidth, you'll need like a T1 or something, or at least a really fast cable modem to be able to get that properly. Well, that's not true because it's a download. I guess you could dial in on a dial-up and just take 3 hours to download it, but The point is, PrisonPlanet.tv is a wonderful activist tool. A wonderful activist tool. All 15 of my films, my weekly TV reports, special reports, my films, months before they come out officially on DVD, my book, Paul Watson's book, and so much more, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a monthly membership for $5.95. That's the cost of three cups of Starbucks coffee, or really less than that. Just three cups of Starbucks coffee would be, yeah, it's about the cost of three cups, small cups of Starbucks coffee a month. And it makes what we do possible here. So get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. But really, Terrorist Forum is so good. You really want to have it. You really want to get it. 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Okay. Let me get into this first. I mentioned this earlier. A Pakistani woman with a bottle of shampoo in her bag with her children, 28 years old, caused the complete shutdown of an entire airport. And they were talking about charging her as a terrorist last time I heard. Now they're saying maybe they won't. And just hysteria, fear, police running around all aggressively, like a bunch of sheepdogs. And we're a bunch of dumb sheep. And so now in a week, they've gone from, you know, you can't have your liquids to, hey, we may charge you. In fact, I got an article right here out of the Associated Press. They're talking about charging people now who have lighters. You notice for a few years, it's just, oh, you forgot. I mean, I'm in line all the time at the airport. And, oh, my lighter, sorry. Or, oh, there's a lighter in your bag. Oh, matches. Folks, it's going to be just like having a gun. It's going to be prison time. See, it's all about criminalizing the general public. And they'll be on the news. Well, we had to put him in prison for 5 years, even if he was innocent. We've got to get tough on terror, and people got to get serious about keeping the homeland safe. Meanwhile, there's rocket attacks going on again in South Texas. But never mind the rocket attacks and 800 dead last year. More dangerous than the West Bank of Israel, State Department travel warnings. The average American doesn't know about it because the media didn't tell them. In the front of the paper, maybe in the back once or twice. No, we have to totally give up our way of lives because somebody might blow up a plane. Let's say terrorists were real. So what? I'd rather not be searched and go on planes. And then if we told terrorists, we don't care what you do to us, they wouldn't have any effect. You see, terrorists do stuff to scare you into submission. So why does the government, you know, Al-Qaeda attacked us to get our liberties, to get our freedoms? Why is the government taking all our freedoms? Because they are Al-Qaeda. Yes, the government is Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. You see, everything they do is a little sick riddle in your face. Oh, boy. And then I've got this other article about some woman who we now learn has a history of mental illness, 53 years old, gibbering on a plane, freaked out, with some lighters in her purse, saying, oh, well, I get in trouble. I forgot my lighters and my Al-Qaeda. Some obsessive compulsive nut starts squatting in the aisle, starts urinating everywhere. They tackle her. They freak out. There's alerts at the airport when they land. SWAT teams at the ready. Anyone could assess some crazy middle-aged white woman wee-weeing on herself like these mental patients do. No, they're going to charge her as a terrorist. When she's a total Fruit Loop and needs to be in a rubber room. But also you got people who aren't complete Fruit Loops who have anxiety breaks. Maybe she shouldn't be in a rubber room. Maybe she just shouldn't be flying when they get on planes. We've all seen people on planes that get freaked out. They start to panic. Or I guess you haven't flown a lot if you haven't seen somebody going, I can't take it, I can't take it. It's okay, sir. We'll get you a glass of ice water. Nowadays they do that. Divert the plane. We're going back. Nearest airport. Land. We've got something, you know. Again, that's what zero tolerance is about. No liquids. We're searching everyone. We have to take all of your rights. Al-Qaeda hit us. It's about mindlessness, mindless fear, sheep-like following orders. I have another AP report here, New York Times. They announce how wonderful it is, and they admit that innocent people are pulled out of line, and that if you have your eyebrows together, which I know I do, my wife does when we're concentrating or unhappy or tired, they pull you out of line, and then they start to interrogate you. Now off facial expressions, but don't worry, the TSA, the Homeland Security said they get 4 days of training. So now the low-grade morons that are your average, actually I've got friends that are airport screeners, but I mean a lot of them really are idiots. I've talked to them, I've dealt with them. I mean, who else would want that boring job? Now they are junior psychiatrists. And, of course, it would take psychologists, psychiatrists years. There's only a few of these specialists. I believe predominantly it's a quack science because there can be certain facial expressions that are indicative of certain things, but those vary with individual to individual in psychology. And there can be more than one reason they're making that face. And, by the way, there's all these experts in the New York Times saying that. And then the head of LL Israeli Security that's setting all this up here admits it doesn't really work, but it doesn't matter. It makes people feel safe. So I can just imagine I'm going through the line. Maybe I've got a big blister on my toe because I've been walking around in some foreign city and I'm frowning and sweating because I just ran through the lines because I was at some other, you know, ticket counter for 2 hours. And I've done this before. And I'm sitting there sweating with a frown on my face. Maybe I've got heartburn. Maybe somebody in line's got hemorrhoids. You know, who knows? Need to talk to you right over here, please. I have 4 hours of training. And I talk like that because around here, that's what the people that worship government sound like. Not being mean to Southerners or Texans, I'm as Texan as you get. If I live in New York, I'm sure there's some groveling type. In fact, I've heard them in New York. It's like, I like the government. I need to do what they say. Okay, but I like to do the voice that's natural to me of the type. Up north, that's how the grovelers talk. Down here, it's me. It's kind of just like, need to talk to you right over here. Need to submit to me. And so can you imagine now we get to, and it already happens in foreign countries, you get questioned. Why are you here? What are you taking with you? You don't got any drugs with you, do you? You're not planning any terrorism, are you? Don't smile at me. This is serious. Well, you're all going to get to experience that now. And again, I talked to a big news reporter who's going to send me footage, he said, at a major airport where they were just screaming at everyone like it was a drill sergeant. Well, it is a drill sergeant. You're being inducted. You're being broken down. You're being taught who the bosses are. Look at government's arrogance and their behavior everywhere. You know, all this goes hand in glove. 97% of you don't want toll roads, we're going to do it anyways. 80%+ of you don't want open borders, we're going to do it anyways. 70%+ of you don't want abortion, we're going to do it anyways. You see, it's about government going, we're going to do what we want when we want. Now sit down and shut up! Foreign corporations bought off our government, they jacked up our debt, conduiting the funds to themselves, we're going into receivership. You've heard the Supreme Court rule that they can take your private property if any private interest wants it. They're even allowed to lobby and give money to politicians and then take your land. And this is the way it is, so sit down and shut up. Sit down and take it. You're going to learn how to like it. Now get on your face and give me 25. Government rules you, scum! I mean, let's get into the mode, and then we can get angry and shut about saying no to it. But that's their attitude, and it's all because they're keeping us safe. And that's bull. Let me just tell any sniveling airport screeners or police that love the system or anybody who's naive out there. We're all in this together, you buffoons. And your bosses are the ones carrying out the terror attacks. They're the ones shipping in the cocaine, the ones shipping in the smack, the heroin. They're the ones. I want to get it through your brain. And they're coming after this society, and they're wrecking this society. And they're creating every major crisis we deal with. and they designed the crises to play into our own weak human nature. And I, for one, am sick and tired of it, and I'm not going to sit here and watch my country go down the tubes because you want to sit there and suck your thumbs. Do you read me? Do you read me? Do you get me loud and clear? Well, I certainly hope you do. You see, I respect people enough to just tell them straight up how it is. You think I like knowing I don't have control over my life? You think I like knowing we got a totally corrupt government? But no, as a man, I've got to be able to assess the situation and actively face reality and then try to deal with it. And I'm trying to get you to join us in the fight for this country, for this republic. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
And it burns, burns, burns.
The ring of fire, boys and girls.
The ring of fire.
By the way, coming up next Saturday, we're going to have Jim Mars at our own little 9/11 event in Dallas, Lakewood Theater. 7 to 2 in the morning. You're welcome to come see the whole thing or just come see my film Terror Storm and Jim Mars and myself give speeches and take questions. We're also going to show Bilderberg Group footage. Get your tickets while they last at InfoWars.com for that event coming up next weekend. Okay, we got a guest coming up. Let me get into the judge ruling against the wiretaps. The judge is saying that they have to go to the FISA court, which itself is unconstitutional, which gives them 3 days, 72 hours, to just literally, it's an automatic warrant. They just come tell them we're in an investigation, and then within 70 plus hours, and then they give them a month to then come back and give them specifics. Well, the government doesn't want to do this, and the government's already been criminally grabbing all the data for decades. Now they just want to use it in the news and legitimize its use, so they're just out in the open saying we're doing this to stop Al-Qaeda. And they claim that the British bust over there, well, of course the U.S. was the ones that intercepted their own ISI-controlled chatter to their minions, and that's now all come out, didn't have plane tickets, didn't have bombs, didn't have weapons, didn't have... They don't have proof of anything. It's just as usual. It's totally made up. It's provocateur. Maximum, they got somebody to shoot their mouths off. Which the globalists are able to do all the time. And so they spin this and say, and, you know, this is the mantra. You've all heard it. If Al-Qaeda is calling from Pakistan or Iran to New York City, we don't need to, you know, have to look at that phone call and then go get a warrant. Why, this is just ridiculous. We need to be able to stop Al-Qaeda. When they get those FISA warrants, those are regional warrants. Those are blank checks. They can then run hundreds of unlimited wiretaps, internet taps on the communications of the person they're following and their entire phone tree. Okay? And they never even bothered to get this to begin with. Again, they're having this debate by design now to legitimize the open announcement that they don't need warrants in any case, period. And local police around the country are already using these arguments and using the Patriot Act. Just type in local governments use Patriot Act in non-terror cases. You'll get it in the search engine. All over the country, this is happening. So it's the same precedent being set. But all of that aside, first they claim they're not spying on American-to-American conversation inside the U.S. Then turns out that's a total lie. Gonzalez admits it. It's not Al-Qaeda phone calls. It is your TiVo, it is your digital cable, it is the internet, it is your credit cards, it is your loyalty cards, it is the catalogs you buy out of, it is the pizzas you order that was in the USA Today. Everything is tracked in real time by the National Security Agency, and now they are contracting out for the last decade at least private organizations, huge private companies that have NSA officers in them that are grabbing a bunch of other data and using it. So most of the stuff isn't even going on in the NSA. It is picked up by NSA computers and hubs, but rerouted into private companies like the Total Information Awareness Network, run by a private company now in Virginia, run by a convicted felon, Admiral Poindexter. So, and again, that doesn't intimidate me. That isn't a chilling effect. I still do what I want to do, live the way I want to live, and I'm glad they're listening. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. I think this is part of the problem, and I've gotten this from good sources inside. So many of their operatives have to listen to this stuff all day and hear a lot of Americans talking privately about 9/11 being an inside job, that they're social creatures too. They're being drawn to the majority, who is also right. Well, join us. Join us. The hand is open. Come on. Come over from darkness. Join us. It's not too late to turn back. Join us. Join us.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.